This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yeshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. By the story of the Asafsuf, where the Erev Rav instigated Klal Yisrael to complain, Mi Ya'achilenu Basar, from where will we get meat to eat? And Klal Yisrael complained, Zacharnu es hadogo asher noicha b'Mitzrayim chinam. We remember how good it was in Mitzrayim, where we ate fish for free. And on this pasuk, Zacharnu es hadogo, there is a medrash plia that says, Mikan, shemadlikin neros b'Shabbos. From this pasuk, Zacharnu es hadogo, we may derive that one is obligated to light candles on Shabbos. And the obvious question is, what's the connection between the complaint of Zacharnu es hadogo and Madlikin Neres b'Shabbos? The Chidah explains the Medrash Pliya by first explaining what Klal Yisrael's complaint was. We know that one was able to make the man taste like anything he desired, simply through his thoughts. If so, why were they complaining about the fish that they used to eat in Mitzrayim when they were perfectly capable of causing the man to take on the taste of fish with no effort whatsoever? Rather, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis states that although one was able to make the man taste like anything he desired, it nevertheless retained the standard appearance of man. It looked like man, but tasted like fish. So even though they were able to make the man taste like fish, they lacked the enjoyment of seeing the food that they wished to taste. And the Gemara there notes that a blind man will not enjoy and will not become full from a meal the same way as a person with normal vision who consumes the same food, because the blind man cannot see what he is eating, as opposed to the person with normal vision. So that was their complaint, that they were lacking the enjoyment of seeing the food that they were tasting. Based on this complaint, the Medrash Pliya questions how a person will be able to avoid the same dilemma on Shabbos, as he won't be able to enjoy and appreciate the Shabbos delicacies if he is forced to eat them in darkness. And therefore the Medrash concludes that from our pasuk, the complaint of Zacharnu es hadogo, we can derive that one is obligated to light Shabbos candles on Shabbos in order to see and enjoy what we are eating, unlike the Bnei Yisrael who were unable to have the enjoyment of seeing what they were tasting. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Bnei Yisrael complained about the man and said, "Va'ata nafshenu yivesha ein koil, and now our souls are dry. We don't have anything to eat. Bilti el amon einenu. All we have is the man to eat." And Rashi says, "Mon ba'shachar, mon ba'erev." The Bnei Yisrael said, "We only have mon in the morning and mon in the evening." And surprisingly, the next pasuk seems to sing the praises of the mon. The pasuk says, "Va'mon kizra gadhu." The mon was beautifully round like a coriander seed. "Ve'enoy kein abdolach," and it was beautiful and looked like crystal. Then the pasuk continues to tell us that it tasted like anything one wanted it to taste like, whether his desire was to have it taste like something ground or something cooked. The man took on the taste that he wanted. So Rashi is bothered. What's going on in these psukim? First, it seems like the Bnei Yisrael are complaining about the man. And then the pasuk continues to tell us how great the man was. And Rashi answers, "Misha omar zeh, la omar zeh." The one who said, "Va'ata nafshenu yivesha, ein koil bilti el hamon einenu," were not the ones who said, "V'hamon kizra gadhu, ve'enoy kein habidolach." Klal Yisrael complained and said, "Bilti el hamon einenu." And in response to that complaint, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah, the milus of the man, that it was kizra gad, ve'enoy kein habidolach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ru'u boi olam, ama misleinenim bonai." Look, people of the world, what my children Klal Yisrael are complaining about. Look how good the man is. It's kisra gad ve'enoy ke'en habedoylach. Rav Pam takes this Rashi and applies it to our day-to-day life. He says that although we are not zeicha to hear the words of the Baskol saying, "Ru'u boi olam, ama misleinen bonai," the divine voice goes out constantly every time we complain about matters that we really should not complain about. Every time a father comes home to a messy house filled with children's toys and he gets upset at his children for not putting away the toys, a baskol comes out and says, "Ru'u boi olam, ama misleinenim bonai." How many families would do anything to have children and would gladly clean up the mess? And here is someone who is blessed with healthy children and is upset about his messy house. Every time parents of a chasen akala quarrel over petty wedding-related issues. A Basco wonders, how many parents are there who would gladly give in to the terms the other side would set? If only there would be another side. Rav Pam is teaching, the next time a petty problem arises, listen to the Basco that proclaims, look what my children are complaining about, and consider yourself very fortunate, because there are many people who would gladly trade places with you and take on what you're considering a problem. Ru'u boi olam, amam mislainu nimbonai.